G'day everyone and welcome. Another episode of On the Turnbuckle. I think it's episode 6 for the year. Lovely to have you on board, Walshy and Lyle, my co-hosts. How are you guys?
Very good, eh, Tony? How are you?
Not too bad after that little joke I put myself in.
It was good. You got to wish Lyle and I a happy birthday for the last
Happy week. Birthday to both of you for the last few days.
Yeah. Mine was over a week ago. Thanks for that, Tony. Thanks.
I was on the phone to Jeff from WrestleBrania the other day.
Poor bastard.
God.
Didn't you block that number yet?
No, he keeps screwing off new numbers. I think he's got burners. Anyway, so he was walking home from the shops, apparently, and he gets to his door and he says, "Fuck, I've lost me keys. I left it at Coles." I'm like, firstly, like, who leaves their fucking keys at Coles? Like, why are his keys out at Coles? Who knows? Anyway, I'm like, cool. I hung up on him and I went and picked up my lovely wife to drive her home from the station. And I'm driving home and I get a phone call from Jeff from WrestleBrania. And he's like, "Oh, I just wanted to let you know, I found my keys. They were at the gym." I care.
Has he ever met you before?
I'm not sure I even remembered at that point that he'd lost his keys.
Idiot.
So I said, "All right, that's good to hear, Jeff. I'll talk to you later." And then Steph turned to me and said, "Why did he ring you to tell you that he'd lost his keys?" She didn't know I'd been on the phone to him. So I just said, "I don't know. He must be ringing everyone on his phone and just telling them that he found his keys."
Well, that the good thing to come out of that is I'm not on his phone because he never rang me.
Well, I think he's got you blocked. You're the one person that he's blocked.
Yeah. You're the one. Good reason, though, to be fair. I don't stick up for Jeff. But
can we get straight into our interview?
Why not? Soon. I'm looking forward to this one.
All right, boys, time to chat to our guests tonight. We haven't done this too often where we've had two people as our guests at the same time, but it was quite appropriate
for yourself,
to do that,
Tony.
Yeah. Well, it was appropriate to do it this time because they're a tag team. So why not get them both to have a chat? We speak, of course, of Nikki Van Blair and Frankie B. They'll be a big part of the Renegades versus GCW matches coming up over the next few weeks. And we say good day to you both. How are you guys?
Hello, everyone.
Hello. We're good. Well, I'm good.
I'm great. Right. I'm great.
Great to hear. You're excited about the upcoming few weeks?
I don't think excited is the right word. It's probably more than excited. It is a very big month that we both have. So, yeah, excited is not the right word. I don't know. What is the word, Nikki? We are
elated. And elated. We wanted to make sure that we were in like tip-top shape for the show. So we're organizing all of our like hair and beauty appointments to make sure that we are looking on fleek.
Yeah.
With the Manny Petty situation, because I'm a big fan of the Manny Petty myself, going on Saturday.
In what way? In what way? Doing them yourself or having someone?
No, having them. I like having them. Getting pampered. I don't think I'm capable of providing them. What is the secret to just choosing the right salon for your Manny Petty?
Look, it'd be like any good wrestling match, consistency. You have to see the same person so that they recognize what you like and how you like it. Keeping everything, you know, relatively simple and just making sure that it matches your style.
So that's the problem. I was going to say that's the problem that I have. Because most of the places I go to, the people have visa problems after I've gone and seen them.
You don't have.
They're never there the next time
either.
I'm there.
Yeah,
I always feel sorry for the person who doesn't mind because when they're scraping the bottom of my feet, it's like it's snowing.
See, I asked for that, and then my lady's not allowed to do it anymore. Something with safety and health. They're not allowed to scrape your feet, which makes me really sad.
And you need to remember that, like, that's their job. So you might think, like, oh my gosh, that makes it so gross for them. But that's, like, probably, like, that 100th foot they've scraped that day.
Yeah, so they're
literally
used to
my
snow.
Friend's
they're
wife,
fine.
Though, so it's.
What would happen if you went with like a really bad toenail? Would that not be embarrassing?
I'll let you know when I finally go without a bad toenail.
Yes, exactly. I've always thought that $35 is way too cheap to charge me for what they have to do.
$35 is a pretty good place, I will
That's
admit.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Lotus in Caroline Springs, if anyone's listening.
Yeah.
Sorry, get the plug in. Lyle, you're not saying much.
That's because his microphone's not working.
His microphone's off.
Oh, that's handy. Well, you're not there, Lyle. Hang
actually,
on,
no, this actually adds to the interview, if we ask
me. It does, doesn't it?
That's usually me.
Yeah, that's Lyle. My goodness.
Hang on, look at him.
Here we go. What's he doing?
I wish this was a visual medium, but
Lyle's trying to fix that up.
Earlier he was swiping his screen as if he was on Tinder.
Well, Lyle's trying to fix that up, and he goes back to his old microphone. So, obviously, that just worked then. Well done, Lyle. You're on. So, guys, obviously, you got the Renegades GCW stuff. What else have you got coming up in the next month? You said it was so busy.
How's that?
No, it's great, Lyle. You just interrupted
me. You're talking over us. Fucking hell.
Now I can't hear anything. What is going on?
Oh, I'm going to have to pause this.
I've had a couple of mani pedis before. I've taken my daughter a couple of times. Father-daughter date. It's not the most comfortable. Yeah, it's not the most comfortable thing. I don't really like people touching my feet.
What?
It's weird.
I think you have to like become desensitized to it.
Yeah.
Because when I first started, I was the same, but now I'm just like, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah. But I did enjoy the nails. They looked nice afterwards.
When they cut your cuticles?
What color did you get?
Just plain. I did say to my daughter, you can get any color that you want for me, and I'll happily wear it till it leaves. I won't wash it off, but she just picked a clear color. So I've dodged it.
How considerate of her.
Yeah.
Can I pick your nails next time? Because you'll have a nice shellac.
That might wash off.
No, we could film it. It could be content. On the turnbuckle,
we'll all go together.
All right, done.
Yeah. I'm in for that.
Pick each other's colors.
Oh no, we'll pick yours. No,
you're not touching mine.
I have great taste. Don't worry.
Mine are like perfectly manicured all the time.
Guys, I was going to ask you. You mentioned that you're busy for the next month or so. So we've obviously got the GCW versus Renegade stuff. What else is happening?
So at the moment I am going to be at Newcastle Pro Wrestling this Friday. And then I am debuting in Canberra on Saturday. We also have a bunch of PWA shows coming up. And we probably have a few other things that are in the books. We just have a few other things that are in the books.
Is the Canberra show, is that against Lena Cross? That's exciting.
That is against that girl, yes. Lena Cross.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. Why?
That's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt her.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's not going to hurt me. Oh, Jesus. Sorry there. But, yeah, not going to hurt me. If anything, she's just going to make a fool of herself.
It's been a crazy 12 months for you. You've been everywhere. What's it been like to, starting out, you were ring announcing and doing all sorts of other things in wrestling, and now everything's just sort of exploded. And to someone who doesn't understand the work that goes into it, it seems like an overnight sort of situation. But how pleasing is it to see that hard work start paying off?
I will admit, if I didn't have Nikki, I wouldn't really be anywhere. One, because of the tag, and also my calendar. I have a PA, a tag team, like a best friend all in one. So if it wasn't for Nikki, I know I wouldn't be at shows.
Just be no show.
Not only wrestling, but also just not coming because she knows my calendar better than I do. But in saying that, it's a little bit overwhelming how quickly things happen and how things turn over from training without sort of an end date of when you will stop training to train, but training to maintain consistency and be on shows is a big thing. So when you finally get on shows, it's honestly like a massive adrenaline rush. You just want to keep chasing what happens. So it's very, you kind of get lost in the ride. So it's only when you take a step back when you realize how far you've come. And I think together we've come very far.
Mm-hmm.
And apologies, Nikki, we will get to you shortly, but just another one for you, Frankie. Ring announcer, of course, and now you've become a wrestler. Was that always the plan, that progression, or is that something that just happened out of the blue?
It's something that just happened because very early on in my career, I got injured quite a lot, to be fair. So it kind of put a halt in not only my confidence, but just what I was able to do at the time. So that was kind of like the next best thing to keep me involved in wrestling, but to also just do something, if I'm honest. So that's where that led, which then obviously led to a perfect path into the ring. So it kind of worked out all in itself.
What I can say, Welshie is the podcast Nikki, because we wouldn't know what we were doing without Welshie. So he might have a new nickname now.
Podcast Nikki, I love that.
I've had worse nicknames. I'll take that.
We can't say half of them on air. That's
I've been called much cool. worse.
Oh, we can concur to that.
Nikki, the name PPH, can you please explain that to me? What does it actually stand for?
What?
PPK.
PPK, sorry.
Classic. Classic Tony.
I've got my glasses on.
Nah, this is a bit. This is a bit. He's playing this up.
No.
We haven't done a show in a few weeks and you've knocked it out of the park, Tony.
The font of the K looks like a H. And I haven't got my glasses on, so I totally apologise for that.
No, it's okay. So,
what does PPK stand for?
Prima Pi Kappa. We are the most elite, the best sorority in all of professional wrestling.
Okay. Because when I was looking it up on the internet, I also looked up your opponent's pussy. And I had no idea what that actually stood for either.
You didn't Google Tony?
Yeah, I did. And my whole Google interactive thing in the last couple of weeks has been pretty weird. Very interesting targeted ads.
I want to know what your Amazon orders have started to look like.
Well,
I mean, that must be a fun journey for yourself.
Oh no, extremely. I believed I was very open beforehand. I now realise that I am extremely open-minded.
So Renegades come calling and they pitch the match against two of the all-time most entertaining wrestlers in the world. What's the reaction?
So I'm going to be completely honest here, and at the risk of sounding up myself, my reaction was, oh, it makes sense. There's no one else in Australia that suits them.
It was my reaction when I got told about the match as well.
I was going to say, I feel that was the reaction collectively of the wrestling scene. Like, that's a no-brainer. But
yeah, exactly. Like peanut butter and jelly. It just makes sense on paper, and then in 2 weeks it'll make sense in the ring.
That's right. Like podcasting, like, laying down on your bed. Makes sense.
Exactly. Like, we're obviously very grateful for the opportunity, and we're going to take the ball and run with it, obviously. But it was very... makes sense.
And it'll be is it your first time with Renegades, or did you work with them last time they were up in Sydney?
No, this is our first time with Renegades.
So we booked for the first time on their biggest shows ever, against solid, like, it's a primo match. I want to congratulate you both, and I know you're going to knock it out of the park.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How much of the mind ticking over of what you're going to do?
right now, to be completely honest. We've figured out very quickly that we work best. We're, again, not to sound anything or to give us more credit. We work best in the moment and almost like a one-hit wonder, in the sense that we don't dwell too much on what we want to happen rather than just let it happen organically. There is four very big personalities, and in whatever way they organically work is what will be seen at Renegade, rather than to try have us do our own thing and then work with Bussy and work together. I think it's just, it's something that happens organically with us in everything.
Always. There's always that danger when you're wrestling against big names for the first time, that you'll go into your shell and not get the best things you want into a match. And I trust with the personalities I've got in front of me right now, that's just not going to happen.
No way.
Not at all.
Like,
Oh, no, you can go. You're all good.
I was going to say that I'd like to think that I bring out the best in Frankie, and then she definitely brings out the best in me. And then together we are just like a big ball of fun and energy. So I have like no worries about going into a shell for this match.
And I think it's just not in us anyway to go into a shell.
Yeah, I don't have a shell.
The shell's not big enough. Yeah, the shell's not big enough.
He's not a mutant ninja turtle.
No, yes. Not at all.
We're in April O'Neil.
A what?
So when, like, obviously wrestling shows, you need like variety. Every show, the best shows always got the variety, and the two of you bring a different energy when you come to the ring, and is that that must be something that you take pride in?
100%, without a doubt. Yeah, couldn't say it any more blatantly. 100%. We take pride in how different and unique we are. I think that's a big selling point for us. We have multitude of layers. So, and at any one time, we can almost delve into each one of those for the show specifically and what it needs, but also for what works best with us.
Mm-hmm. Like you see on most 18 plus shows or adult shows, they try to have everything. So there's like, you know, there's hard hitting wrestling, there's maybe even deathmatch wrestling, there's, you know, lots of swearing, alcohol and stuff. And then you look at us and we bring like an unapologetic femininity that has rarely been seen in Australian wrestling, I'm gonna say. And we are, to be frank, we are the sex appeal on every show that we're on. And we are not ashamed to admit it.
And you wear your influences on your sleeve, and I think that's a huge part of what makes you so entertaining and stand out so much, is that you're proud of where you're influenced, and those influences come from different places than what 95% of indie wrestlers draw influence from, it's fair to say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, I will never be the one that goes out there and says, I love technical wrestling, because, like, I don't. I mean, it's, I like okay it, too. But I just don't love it, you know?
The amount of times I sent Nikki an inspo and the response is, stop sending me men's wrestling! And I'm like, sorry, it's just so, this little thing is cool. And then it's like, cut. None of it.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, watch how cool this spot is. And I'm like, men's wrestling is trash.
It's funny you say that about technical wrestling, though, because I've always found that the Sydney scene is more technical than probably anywhere else in Australia.
Oof, don't say that to Perth.
Look, it's hard when you have
someone like... I haven't been to Perth, so yeah. Forgive me for that.
It's fine. When we all go there, then we'll make the comparison. But for now... it is very hard when you have people like Jack J. Bonds and Robbie Eagles kind of leading the scene a little bit. But that's what they're good at. That's their forte. And, you know, that's just how it is. And that's the standard in Sydney, unfortunately, for everyone else that is trying to live up to that standard. But for us, technical wrestling is not in our forte, but we have another forte. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
Wrestling.
I look
is
forward to you going around the. I look forward to you both going around the, around Australia running seminars on diva wrestling. That's what I want to see. I think there's a market. Oh,
mate, I cannot wait to take Istria through a Diva 101 training seminar.
Yeah,
he 100%. Is going to lose his mind.
He's going to love doing a hair pull.
Oh, he would love a good hair pull.
What about tape study? Anything you give our listeners, tape study-wise, that they could catch
up? Oh, mate, I could go on for hours about tape study.
Is that because you're an encyclopedia of divas?
I literally am an encyclopedia of divas.
Yeah.
Number one, I would put the Invasion Brian Pena's tag team at. That is story told to perfection. And it had like a 3-minute hype video for a Brian Pena's match. Like, when's the last time you have seen a 3-minute hype video for any wrestling match?
Oh, every WWE pay-per-view these days, they've got more hype videos than they've got wrestling.
Well, selfishly, when are we going to see PPK in Melbourne?
Well, assuming, and we are going to assume correct, that this Renegade show will go splendidly. I'd like to perform again for Renegades in Melbourne after this show.
I'll message them
just
now.
Just putting it out there. Yeah. Down on
Melbourne,
it.
If you're listening.
I think they've got me blocked.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So if you were, if someone comes and says, Nikki, Frankie, I want to have a great Divas match, what are the 5 must-learn moves that they have to learn first before they can even attempt it?
5 must-learn moves. Probably a good slap is one.
A good slap, yeah. One.
Is Stephanie McMahon the best exponent of the slap?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Collective, yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's been doing this tape study.
She's been learning off us.
I studied a lot of Divas tapes back in the day.
She's been studying PPK. Stephanie McMahon watches us at her house.
Yeah.
So you need a good slap.
Yep.
You need a good hair pull.
Yeah,
a good hair pull takedown.
Yeah,
probably an X Factor. I dare say Frankie B has a stunning hair pull takedown.
I hate hair pulls. They're the bane of my existence. If I could live without something, it'd be a hair pull.
Being done to her for reasons.
Yeah.
Probably a cartwheel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, good cartwheel.
And then the classic running bulldog.
Yeah. Oh, can't miss a running
obviously,
bulldog.
Bam Bam Bigelow was a big exponent of the cartwheel, so you've heard it here first. Bam Bam Bigelow, diva.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Initiated into the diva's era. Yeah.
Surprised I didn't mention that on Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, good point.
I'm not surprised anything gets missed on Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, just watch the Marty Jannetty one. Give that one a miss.
Yeah. Oh, that was...
Moving on. You mentioned the year of the Encyclopedia of Divas. Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
So, top 5 divas of all time.
Oh.
Oh, mate. I can answer this question in like 10 seconds.
Number one, Nikki Van Blair.
Sable. Oh. Well, she... Oh my God, stop.
I just thought you'd rate yourself number one. Well, come on, have some confidence.
Maybe like 6. Sable, I don't care what Sunny says. Sable is the original diva. And then right behind her is Stacey Keibler, Hall of Fame inductee for this year. Shout out to Miss Keebs. Number 3, Miss Tori Wilson. Also right up there. And then 4 and 5. You can swap positions if you want. I'm putting Trish Stratus and Eve Torres.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to have Trish at 4.
Trish at 4? Eve
I
would
have had her higher. Yeah. I would have had a 2 or 3.
I get it. But then
think for pure Diva wrestling ability, yes. Well,
no, but also for appearance. I mean, she is just the ever-present diva. She is.
She's there. So hot.
Yeah, but then she wanted to be a serious wrestler, Tony.
No,
she
not Bone at all.
They don't work.
Yeah.
Damn.
So Diva energy went down. And, like, she's just training. Somehow gotten hotter. Like, watching
it's ridiculous.
Her today is just get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we love her. Yeah. We love Trish Stratus in this house.
No, we certainly do. She was an amazing wrestler. Guys, do we let these two go and get some beauty sleep?
Well, I don't think they need it, Tony.
They probably don't.
No,
but...
no. Well, we definitely do. That's for sure.
No, we've got a couple of questions from Beck.
I thought we might have. Good.
She'll kill me if we don't ask them. Although I'm going to point out that when I asked her, who do you want us to have on the show? She said, Lachie Hendricks.
Good old Lachie.
Because we haven't had him before.
Well, we have to wait till Lachie's ready. Lachie's not ready. I'm trying to find it. You got it. There's one from Chris Gale, actually. Belle Pierce, discuss.
What about her? She's irrelevant.
I know. Who's that? I don't know who that is.
We do not stand for Belinda Pierce in this house.
I know.
They chose not to discuss.
She's done.
She's done.
Yeah.
And if I see her in the ring across from me, my earrings are coming out and I will ravage her.
All right. I really love this one, actually. If Nikki could have an Australian wrestling version of The Real Housewives, who would be on the show?
All right. So I'm gonna give it to you. So every Real Housewives cast, and let's say that they're gonna be six, every Real Housewives cast needs an alpha, which is going to be me, obviously.
For sure.
And then the alpha needs a second in command to always back them up. That is Miss Frankie B. A good housewife cast needs comic relief. So that would be Miss Kingsley. They also need a peacemaker. I'm going to throw a wild one in there. I'm putting Madison Eagles in that role.
I would expect she would have.
So if Aisha doesn't make this list, I'm going to get a call.
I see. And then I was going to say, number five, you need someone to oppose the alpha. They will never win, but they're there to oppose. And maybe Aisha can fit that role.
Yeah, well, first class bitch.
Yeah. The premium bitch against the first class bitch. Let's go. And then number six, to round it off, who else? What I put there? Shay Cassidy as a wild card. Like, you wouldn't know what you're going to get with her. Imagine the dinner scenes with us six.
I'm just starting to think of the script already.
But it's reality TV. There's no scripts.
Oh, that's right.
There's
Sorry.
No scripts in reality TV.
Apologies.
I actually used the wrong cutlery at my dinner party and we're starting a fight. That's probably what's going to happen on episode one.
Use the wrong fork.
Yeah. And I'll point it out and then there will just be this massive fight where Madison Eagles is like, please guys, stop fighting.
Just keep her away from the champagne bottle.
Oh, I've seen what she does with the champagne bottle. That's a good idea.
The next question is, how did Nikki and Frankie become a tag team? We probably should have asked that ourselves, to be fair.
Yeah, probably was she.
I'm not known for doing research.
You can take this one, Frankie.
How did you become a tag team? Again, very organically. It actually started in our real life, to be fair. It didn't have anything to do with wrestling. Nikki and I were together one day and
bar
we
fight.
Were... Bar fight? Us bar fighting? No. Maybe one day, but not here. we were actually getting Botox and some filler done. And we were laughing about just the idea of us being a tag in the sense of we're really not doing anything at the moment. And then we came up with this massive, illustrious story of, you know, creating a tag team that was the Pretty Girls and a sorority and how they kind of ruled Australian wrestling. And then that actually flourished because everyone loved the idea, and then we just fit really well into that role. But it started with a Botox appointment. Really good.
And the Road Warriors met as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Funnily enough.
Friends that do Botox stay together. That's exactly what happened.
Sounds like this podcast needs a couple of those appointments.
Well, that goes without saying, to be fair.
And I always say that, like, pulling the curtain back a bit, a lot of had to fall the way they did for Frankie and I to get together. Like, she was doing something else and I was doing something else. And then pretty much at the same time, they just had to end. So we were both left with nothing. And then timing-wise, I was just coming off an injury and I was ready to get back in the ring. Frankie had reached that point where she was ready to have a debut. So it really just came together naturally that, like, hey, I'm ready to go back into the ring. You're ready to come into it. We already love each other so much. Why don't we just go as a tag? And then look at us now.
It's also, there's... Well, Australia's always had a lot of great tag teams, and I feel like there's we've had a lot of the tag teams move on or start wrestling individually recently, and it's great to have some new, fresh, exciting tag teams coming through, and you guys definitely bring that different flavor, which I like.
We like it too.
We're one of a kind.
Flavor's important.
Yeah. No one likes a bland chip.
You certainly are one of a kind. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best in your upcoming endeavors and look forward to seeing you on the show very, very shortly.
Thank you. We very much appreciate
you for having us.
Yes.
Nikki Van Blair, Frankie B, joining us right here on the Turnbuckle.
Welcome to intermission. Intermission.
Two of On the Turnbuckle, dynamic duo right there, boys.
Love them to death, Tony.
Renegades, crowds that aren't sure what the PPK are all about. The interesting night.
I'm going to WrestleRock tomorrow night. I would love to see them on WrestleRock.
Yeah,
it'd be right down the alley.
No brainer.
Yeah,
I think they'd be fantastic at WrestleRock. That crowd would eat them up.
Yep.
Like a mushroom risotto.
Yes, with hand-picked mushrooms.
Oh, I picked them myself. Got them dehydrated in the dehydrator. Fed them to the mother and father-in-law.
Oh, really? Jeez.
There goes my spring rolls and dumplings.
Death caps for cutie.
I always pick my own mushrooms as well from the supermarket.
Yeah.
I like the gold tops.
Sad news, gentlemen. Superfan Kyle Ead has passed away.
Yes. Kyle's one of the most positive voices for Australian wrestling. Big supporter of us, which is always appreciated. We're always appreciative of his feedback and messages, and he was flying around the country watching shows and supporting everybody and shouting it from the rafters. So it's really sad that someone to pass away so young. Like, it's crazy. Way
it was
too
22,
young.
23?
It's early 20s. It's not fair.
No, definitely not. But, like, the outpouring of emotion and support for one another brought the wrestling community together for a little bit, probably been a little bit separated for a while, but like, just all the workers sharing It felt like every worker in Australia had had a picture with Kyle.
A lot of workers donating money to
his GoFundMe,
the family. Yep. And some wrestling companies doing some fundraising as well at their shows. I know Suplex did something, and PWA at their next training show are raising money as well. So shout out to those companies for putting their money where their mouth is as well. It's easy to say something. It's much harder to put your hand in your pocket, and it's great to see some companies doing that.
Rest in peace, Kyle, and our thoughts and love and prayers and condolences to your family and friends who must be doing it very tough right at this point in time. Benny the back rower and his neck injury. What's happened there?
So, yeah Benny the back... Here you go, Lyle.
Yeah, he's fractured his C5 vertebrae, Tony, and been told to medically retire from wrestling.
So not physically, just medically.
Well, the medical diagnosis was to retire. I'm not sure of the update, whether he's escaped surgery or not. He's still in a neck brace and everything, but just sad. So young, only 3 years into his career. It's crazy.
He had a big future too. But look, obviously the most important thing for at the moment now is not wrestling for Benny. It's getting his being able to live his life healthy. Yeah. So Suplex ran a fundraiser for Benny, and I know a lot of people getting behind him. So hopefully he's okay. Very sad. Rough couple of weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. SummerSlam thoughts, gentlemen.
I thought it was a really good show. Mostly, the opener, Logan Paul and Ricochet, was everything it needed to be. Good fun. Everyone was like talking about they didn't have that one super crazy high spot, but I think it was a good match. It was a good opener. Love seeing Logan Paul rock up at the boxing in his gear.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Straight from the SummerSlam ring to flying across the country to support his brother. Yeah, good on him. But I think the premise of the match being we're going to make this go viral and stuff. I think what people would have had in their head, it might not have been able to actually live up to that. But it was a great match.
It was a really
Logan
good match.
I know it's been said a million times before, but Logan just gets it. If he went
elevate
full time,
Ricochet.
Well, yeah, because Ricochet's been twiddling his thumbs for so bloody long since he left NXT, to be fair. The screwy finish, so hopefully, it's not a one and done. They can revisit it.
They also did something that WWE traditionally didn't do a lot of, and I know that fans love it because they love to read into things and see shout-outs and things like that, where the Hogan Paul, for example, I loved, but also doing the Braun Strowman power slam, like those sorts of things. That one thing AEW's always done better than WWE recently is those insults during the match that are more subtle, and it was good to see them do that.
Yeah, I think wrestling fans are smart enough to pick up on those things without it being hit over the head all the time, which obviously WWE try and hit everything over the head. They want everything a brand or a hashtag or something like that. But the subtlety was good. I said to a mate, looks like Logan Paul's been watching his Hulk Hogan tapes, and his reply was, which Hogan tape did he watch? Because that's always, not the one you've seen, Tony. But even Ricochet with his Optimus Prime gear, because that's an elevated match for him. He's criminally.
SummerSlam's a big show.
So hopefully he gets a push in the right direction. And
I loved Cody and Brock.
Yeah, just one thing on Cody the Logan Paul. I hope he keeps knocking it out of the park, because I bought a couple of his wrestling figures and I made a 400% profit on selling one before SummerSlam.
Well done.
So keep doing your thing, Logan.
Might not be. Yeah, if you package it up with a bottle of Prime, probably be 600.
Well, the prime probably be more than the figure at the minute. Oh, don't worry, I've got two young kids.
That, have you honestly? Have you tasted it yourself?
I prefer.
I'll tell you what, my daughter, she
is crap.
She shit canned it straight away after wanting it for 3 weeks. Like, oh, I've got to have it. I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll get you some. Found
good
it.
Good integrity. She, like, oh, she doesn't take after you. That's integrity.
What? I
would wanted
just,
it.
Well, if
didn't
I
like
paid
it, pulled it out.
If I paid $8 for a drink, I would have just said, yeah, that was lovely.
I've pretended I liked bands for years because I bought their CD and didn't like it.
Yeah.
Great integrity from her.
Hey, I've got to ask you also
finished.
The question.
I'm not finished. I want to talk about...
No, but I want to stay on SummerSlam, but I want to ask you the question of Shayna Baszler's win over Ronda Rousey and Ronda's comment at the end of it saying, I've got no reason to stay in the WWE now. Is that it? Is she finished?
I think she's done for throughout this minute.
Okay.
May come back. But yeah, that's done. Put over her friend in the right way.
Less said about that much, the better for me.
Yeah. I think
good to see Shayna get a big win on a big pay-per-view because I think she could be used a lot better. And maybe that's what they're going to start to do with her. She is a killer.
Yeah.
Use her as a killer.
Yeah. But you mentioned the Brock and Cody match. That's everything I want in a Brock Lesnar match. It felt like compared to, because that followed straight after Logan Paul Ricochet, which obviously is more of a routine and high spots, where this just felt like
it felt like a fight.
I loved Cody jumping in from the start. And then Brock with his throws, how they just, he doesn't care where you've got to land yourself.
And Cody sells
it
really
well. Yeah, it doesn't look like a traditional wrestling spot. The intensity was really good.
And that's when a hug and a handshake after the match works. When it's done very sparingly and it means something.
I reckon it should be after every match in front of 100 people and you've just smashed the person over the head with 100 light tubes. That's when it should happen.
Well, that's when it does happen.
Rock doesn't know what he's doing. that was a nice moment. You want to get nitpicky with he did break his arm, in the first match. Move on. Brock will take the rest of the year off and come back for a Rumble and, Mania season. That was a really
good
match.
Armageddon or something he can be on, or a Saudi show.
Well, I'll squeeze one in there.
The most watched SummerSlam in history.
Well, I want to talk about the women's title match too, because that was great. The sell from Bianca when I thought she'd legitimately hurt herself.
Well, you messaged me saying I think she hurt her knee. That's how good her selling was.
Yeah.
And then, for her to come back and do the full 50. Once they get the doctors in the ring, the people around, that's the work part. That's fine. But her initial sell job and then, hitting the 450, I thought it was really well done.
And then
what did you think
about
the cash-in?
Loved it.
That's how the cash-in should be. The crowd is up so high.
Bailey played her part. Bailey played her part. And then Bianca was the injured champ. So she was wounded. She'd fought through to win the match. So no one expects her to be able to kick out of a fresh person coming to the ring. I think that was a really good cash-in. EO is really popular, so I think people love that. It'll be interesting to see where they go with that now because people aren't going to want to boo EO, but people want to boo Bailey. So where does that group go? Do they bring in Kairi Sane and does she join the group? Who knows? And the main event, which they've got some explaining to do.
Is it finished yet? Is it still going?
Still going.
And I'm not the biggest WWE fan at the minute, but that was a chore to get through.
I enjoyed it. I just didn't like, and I thought, and then it built, and then the crowd got right behind Jay, and they thought he was going to win, and I thought he was going to win for a second, and then what doesn't make sense to me is having Jimmy turn on Jay a few weeks after getting put through the table by Roman and solo. Like, that's, and put on the shelf. Like, that's, I don't know how you spin that, so we'll wait and see, but.
So, yeah, but, like, I've been seeing online, they're spinning it that, like, he only cost his brother, he wasn't doing it for Roman, he was doing it out of the jealousy of his brother.
Is that fan saying that?
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah, that's yeah, what I'm saying. Well, I'm not watching,
we'll wait and
I'm
see
not
what
watching
WWE
the TV.
Say.
Yeah, I'm not,
Because SmackDown is their only good show, so it'll be interesting to see how they try and spin it, because I'm not convinced on that.
Yeah. Just seems they've got this story that they have to drag out until Mania season for the Cody build, which, you know, we're assuming it's going to end up there. You know, but yeah, I'm not sure. When does
no,
the Rock
we'll wait
come
and see.
In?
I mean, it's been very entertaining, and it's been getting the best ratings they've ever had. So I understand, but I feel like they've painted themselves into a corner on this one.
Yeah, it just seemed like a plot twist that didn't have to happen.
60,000 went to Detroit to watch SummerSlam. 78,000 went to Wembley to watch AEW.
Well, not yet.
Well, not yet.
That's what they're saying.
The month. Yeah, well, there's 78,000 tickets out already sold for it. So it's going to be a big one.
Mm.
It's going to be, and most of those tickets were sold before a match was announced. They're only just announcing matches in the last week. You know,
the card's secondary. To the event.
This is, well, it should, by all rights, break every wrestling crowd other than South Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea. So it should be the biggest wrestling show ever. I think it's going to shoot the lights out. And Wembley, you know, we've all seen concerts and football matches from there. As a wrestling show,
I haven't seen any concerts from there. I only watch soccer.
Football. but, you know, MJF and Cole, you know, main eventing or whatever the title match. Bucks versus FTR, which is, you know, end the trilogy.
Punk Nathan
versus
Buckley.
Samoa Joe. Yeah, well, you know, his hammy's come good after his 9 minutes of footy.
Yeah, dude, Wayne Carey having a crack today.
Yeah, I think the build, you know, traditional, like, AEW, they build the last couple of weeks to their pay-per-views, and then their pay-per-views always get hit out of the park. So 78,000,
get hit out of the park.
Maybe 80,000, legitimately, in the stadium. I think that stadium's going to come up nice. It's
and
going
to
be
an event. They'll have this show off the back of the great news that the Elite have re-signed with AEW after plenty of talk about the possibility of them going to WWE and leaving. They've re-signed.
I don't know. Did anyone really believe they were going to leave?
I think that would have been just put out there so then Tony Khan thinks that they could, because they were going to do it together is the rumor. The Bucks, Hangman, and Kenny, whatever they all decided, they were going to do it together.
Which I think makes AEW the front runners, because I don't know how much interest WWE have in Hangman. They definitely have interest in the other three, but I don't think there was great interest in Hangman. They wanted Kenny.
Oh, 100% they wanted Kenny.
And they'd take the Bucks because the Bucks, New Day, and Usos.
The
would,
Usos.
They don't have Usos anymore, but
maybe that's why he turned on his brother. Knew the Bucks matches weren't coming. That's it. We're breaking up.
Do you reckon that he would start teaming with Solo as the new Usos?
Yeah, no, what is it? Day-ish? Should it be just day now?
Day, you know. 8 years in-ish.
Yeah. No, so obviously that's a big coup, because if all four of them left AEW, that would have been a really big black eye on the company. But they're retaining their talent that they want to keep. Everyone signed other than Cody.
And I think there's more to that we'll never find out. But
no, that's right. Of course, you know, and Cody's not going to talk about it. He's going to hint at it in every interview, but he's not going to, which I love. He just keeps, he knows wrestling fans.
When are we going to be able to watch this documentary in Australia?
I don't know. I can just watch it on watchwrestling.net.
Like, I don't want the viruses on my computer.
Isn't it on Binge?
No.
Oh, what?
I don't have Binge.
Well, how do you watch your pay-per-views?
KO.
Okay, so maybe it's it is sport. On Binge. Maybe it's on
No,
Binge.
It's not. It's not available in Australia.
Oh, that's weird.
And finally, gentlemen, closer to home, Wrestle Rock tomorrow night.
Can't wait. If you've seen, go to Wrestle Rock's Facebook page and just watch the promos that they've been putting out for this show, because they are the most fun.
Yeah.
On a consistency level, they're batting 100, Tony, on these most recent ones, and their batting average is very high normally. These are some of the best they've done. The handsome hunks, I'll say, on the podcast.
The handsome cunts.
training montage on the beach. Look like they're having a ball on that cold Melbourne beach. That would have been
I've got fun. It on good authority from Cava that it was fucking freezing.
Can imagine.
Happy birthday to Cava.
Yeah.
He won a powerlifting competition too.
Bloody hell. Yeah. Machine. That body's not all for show. That can go.
Not like Gore's.
Oh, shit. You're not going to see him at training anytime soon. Yeah, so they're killing it. Just Mikey, stop booking all your shows against Collingwood matches. That'd be nice.
I think that's a good tactic, because it means that none of our, while we're at WrestleRock, none of our cars and houses will get broken into, because all the Collingwood supporters are safely locked up at the MCG.
All locked up. Yep. All right. You can't argue that.
All righty. Time to wrap it up.
Like a Christmas present.
What have we got coming up? Upcoming, Tony?
Well, I'm not sure if you actually gave it to me, so I don't know.
It's on there.
What we told you to do.
It's on the upcoming events.
Hey, did you see Cracker Jack is wrestling on PCW Slam this week?
He's a young up-and-comer.
I did see that.
That's amazing. I actually didn't see that.
I only saw it as we were coming to air.
That's good.
Hang on one sec. I'm just...
young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Hopefully gets his go on the main show soon.
He really
there
did,
it is. I have to go down.
It's on computers, Tony, so you can scroll.
An upcoming event. Check your favorite social media.
There it is, Tony. There you go. There it is.
Thrown under a bus right there.
I would have been there all night writing it down, because I might have had to cover 5 weeks, because I don't know when we're recording our next show. I might have had to go on 6 months of upcoming events.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be on in 2 weeks. I've got some ideas.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got children listening to this show, could you just pop their ears for a sec? You fair dinkum are a fucking idiot.
He really is. But I'm pretty sure that was the joke I did last time.
You can unblock the ears.
Yeah, he did. I just...
I did it last show.
Yeah. Tony wouldn't know. He wasn't there, so he didn't
listen. If you've got an idea for a podcast, please do not call me. Especially you, Lyle.
Call him on a Thursday. He doesn't work Thursday.
See you Friday night.
Buy me a drink.
I will.
And a bag.
But you... Okay, I will.
Have drinks. Done. A bag of drinks.
Oh, done.
Yes, a bag of drinks.
Promise I will. Catch you then. We'll see you around too, right here on the Turnbuckle.